Welcome to Spirit and Truth. I'm Pastor Lawrence McKinsey. This is a live program, and we are ready to receive your call. We believe God for you and your family. We believe that God can set you free because He is a miracle-working God. Listen to me carefully. God wants you to be healed. God wants you to be delivered. You can reach us right here at WCNO 772-221-1100. Amen, amen. Good afternoon, each and every one of you out there on this beautiful Saturday as we give God thanks and praise. Amen. Time go by so quickly. I tell you, it's July 26, 2025 in the city, amen, of Palm. Amen, amen. Palm City right here in Florida. Well, welcome to the program. I'm Pastor Lawrence McKinsey. Yes, the program, I'm Spirit and Truth Live, amen, prayer program right here on WCNO 89.9 FM, the Good News Station. Well, we are here again. We're here to give God thanks and praise, honor and glory. So listen, we want you to know that God is still in control, amen. The Lord is still ready to be praised. For the Bible says, from the rising of the sun until the going down, our God is the same. So we want to let you know that we are here to pray for you. We are here to pray and stand with you, amen, as we pray unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. I want somebody to know today we are here to uplift you, your family, your ministries, your business. We are here, amen, to pray. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, amen, we are here, amen, to pray with you, amen, and lead you to the Lord, amen. So I want you to know we are here praying for healing and restoration also, amen. So for those of you who listen right here, amen, in Florida or maybe on Facebook, amen, you can pick up your phone or you can reach us right here at the phone, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100, Pastor Lawrence McKinsey from the Word Church right here, amen, and Pastor Lucy, Florida. Well, let's pray. Father, we just give you thanks, we give you praise, honor, and glory, for thou art holy and thou art righteous, God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, right now, God. Father, because your word declare, God. Father, your word declare in your scriptures, Lord. Your holy word declare, God. And Father, Lord, we trust your word. We believe your word. Father, we praying in your name, not in Lawrence McKinsey's name or the pastor or the bishop or the apostle, but we pray in your name, Lord Jesus. And Father, on today, God, your word, so we must ask anything, Lord, in your name, God. And Father God, you say, according to your word, Lord Jesus Christ, once we ask in your name, you say you will do it. So God the Father in heaven could be glorified. And so, Father, as we go, God, into prayer, Father, for these few minutes, we pray, God, unto you and no other God. We worship you, the true and living God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, you can reach us right now. Right now, you can reach us 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Pastor Lawrence McKinsey with the program Spirit and Truth is on the air. I'm telling you, somebody, listen, we were in prayer early this morning, amen. We was in prayer early this morning, and the testimony we received, we know is the Lord is still working. God is still saving souls. God is still healing people. God is still mending people back. I tell you, folks, lost folks been through so much, but God is working, amen. And so you can reach us right here again, 772-221-1100, amen. 772-221-1100. Pastor Lawrence McKinsey, amen. We are praying to God our Father, amen. We are praying, amen, to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God and the Holy Spirit, amen, amen, who's empowered us, amen, to do the work of the Lord. So I want somebody right now, listen, I need you right now, amen, amen, amen. Hello, caller, you are on the line.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was just responding for prayer. Regarding myself, I backslid very greatly against God, and I know the scripture that says, "He who endures till the end shall be saved."
Amen.
I'm just concerned about my salvation because since I became a Christian, I wasn't enduring. You know, I willfully was disobedient.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. I heard you. Let's pray, please. Father, we give you thanks and praise, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the caller on today. And Father, Lord Jesus, you know the scripture, Lord. But Lord, you want us to apply the scripture to our lives and our living. Father, I pray for my dear sister, God. Lord, as she know the word, Father, I pray, God, that the word will come alive in her. Father God, I thank you, Lord. She asking God for prayers. Father, I pray unto you today, the God of salvation. Father, I pray, God, that you will touch her heart wherever she may be. Father, I pray the Holy Spirit, God, will convict her, God. I pray, God, that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will turn her life around. Father, I ask you, God, Father God. Lord, there is nothing else in this world matters but just giving our life to you. Father, I thank you for her, and I ask God to bless and keep her and protect her as she go forward. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over. Father God, I pray, God, for when you return, God, Father, that she will be, God, in that number, and she will hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And thank you for the call. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the call. Listen, you can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Listen, God wants you. God wants you. Listen. The devil also wants you to, but God wants you to give your life to him. Listen, there's nothing greater than giving your life to Jesus Christ. There's nothing better than giving your life to Jesus Christ. Listen, that matter. Listen, I don't care what you may be facing. At the end of the day, listen, one day you got to stand before the Lord God Almighty. And so God is saying to me today to tell you, listen, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to call him and ask for the prayers of salvation. This is Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. I want to read this in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, and it read thus, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who seek, receive, and the one who seek, find, and the one who knock, it will be open unto him. I don't know if that's you today. Listen, if you ask in the Lord, if you seek in the Lord, you will find him. If you knock in, he will open the door. Somebody right now, listen, you can ask the Lord. You can pray to the Lord. Or if you want me to stand with you, I'm here to stand with you. You can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. 221-1100, the program I'm spreading through with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie on 89.9 FM, amen, WCNO, it said again, WCNO 89.9 FM, amen, right here. Somebody need to know today, God is with you. If God is for you, who can be against you? God is for you, who can be against you? Now, I want to read another portion right now and say it in Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. It said, and whatsoever you ask in prayer, what is now? Whatsoever you ask in prayer, if you have faith, you will receive it already. Somebody, I dare you to increase your faith today. I dare you to exercise your faith today according to the word of God. That's not Lawrence McKenzie's word. I'm not anointed enough to write this. Amen. This is the word of God. Amen. Come straight from the Lord. Amen. To the Holy Spirit who anoint. Amen. Man of God to write this. I'm scripture. Somebody ought to know today according to the word of God. He said, whatsoever you ask in prayer, he said, in prayer, if you have faith, you will receive. Somebody, I dare you this morning, I dare you to increase your faith. Amen, amen. Hello, caller, you are on the line.
Yes, Pastor Lawrence, I need you to pray for all the children that are going back to school, that the Lord will cover them with his blood.
Amen. Thank you, caller. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the caller right now. God, Father, we know, God, children are precious, God. Father God, I bring, God, every child, God, under the sound of my voice on today. Father God, here, God, in Florida or wherever they may be, God. Father, I pray, God, for children, God. Father, I pray, God, that you will watch over them. I pray that you will protect them, God, as they go in and come out of school. I pray, God, let your Holy Spirit surround them. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every hindering spirit. We come against every spirit that is not of you, God. Try to mislead these children, Father. Lord God, we ask that you protect them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. God bless you and God bless you. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here. I tell you on the program, Spirit and Truth. Listen, you can reach us right now. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. We are on WCNO 89.9 FM. I'm telling you, somebody really, listen. I don't know what you're facing today, but I come here to let you know I want to stand with you. I want to pray with you. I want you to know if God is for you, who can be against you? Yes. Who can be against you? Let us pray. I feel a presence of the Lord. Let us pray. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. Let us pray that the power of God move up on nations. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you right now, God. Father, I pray, God, that your holy and spirit hover, God, over nations, God. Father, I pray, God, I call forth, God, those things as it were. Father, I pray, God, for those people who are going through trials, God, and tribulation right now. Father, there are some people right now, God, they don't have no way to sleep, God. Father, there are so many folks, they don't have nothing to eat, no clothes to wear. Father, there are so much things going on, God. There are so many folks, God, even can't go to doctors, God, because of financial situation. Father, I pray, God, that there will be a pouring, God, there will be an awakening, God, in the earth, in the name of Jesus Christ, that your power, God, would resonate, God, within the earth, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, 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 amen. You can reach us right now, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. In the book of Luke 11, 9 and 10 says, "So I say unto you, ask, and it will be given to you." Wow. "Seek, and you will find." Again, "Knock, and it will be opened to you. For whosoever asks, receive. And the one who seek, find. And the one who knock, it will be opened." Somebody need to seek. Somebody need to find. Somebody need to knock right now. Listen, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You can reach us right here. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. I feel it deep down in my spirit right now. There is somebody right now. You've been troubled in the spirit, and you couldn't sleep last night. You've been tossing and twisting all night last night. I'm wondering what's taking place, but I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I pray right now. I pray, God, for this lady right now, God. She's been tossing and twisting all night, wondering what's going on. Father, I pray, God, that you would give her peace, God. Peace in the middle of the situation. Peace through all the circumstances. Father, I pray, God, that you will give her good rest, God. Let her know, God, that you is with her and for her. Father, we thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen, amen. You can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. The program, I'm spreading through it with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie from the Word Church right here in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Amen. The Lord is worthy to be praised. The Lord is worthy to be praised. I don't know about you today, but I'm so excited. Listen, a couple weeks ago, we had a phone call while we was on a fast. And while I was on a fast, on the second fast day, we got a call that one of the ladies who was on a fast with us, they had to rush her in, I tell you, into ICU. And they rushed this lady into ICU. I tell you, while we on fast, the enemy is still fighting. The enemy is still coming after you, but God. And so while we was on a fast, on the second day, they had to rush her into ICU because we received the call, amen. And I'm telling you, listen, without a shadow of a doubt, while she was in ICU, amen, amen, her husband was there, and we was praying, and we believe in God, and we asking God for healing for her, amen. And I'm telling you, amen, about 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, now today, amen, amen, she's out and giving God thanks and praise. So we heard from her today that what the Lord has done. So we just give God glory. Listen, God is a God. God is a God. He will do just what he said he would do. For the Bible said God is a man, he cannot lie. Somebody, you've been praying to God for a long time. Somebody was asking God for a long, long time. And it seems like God's not hearing your prayer. Listen, the Bible said God heard the prayers of the righteous. So I want you to know today, as a child of God, a woman or man of God, God hear your prayers. Don't get discouraged. Don't be dismayed. For God hear your prayer. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, God. I pray for a turnaround situation, God. Lord, there's somebody right now, God, on this prayer line, God, this morning. But Father, I pray for a turnaround situation for them. Father, I pray, God, that you would make all things for them, God, new in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I just want to thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hello, caller. You are on the line.
Hello, yes. I'd like to call for prayer. I'd like to call for prayer, please.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, as this person calling for prayer. Father, I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I pray for prayer. Lord, oh God, you always say, God, it is important that we pray. Amen. It's important. And so, Father, we pray to you. And Lord, I ask you, Lord, to keep and cover him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, Father, use him for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Listen, you don't have to be afraid. You can reach us right here. 772-221-1100, Pastor Lawrence McKenzie on WCNO 89.9 FM. I tell you, in Palm City, Florida, God is worthy to be praised. Listen, wherever you is, wherever you may be right now, I'm telling you, God can reach you. Whatever you're facing right now, God can turn your situation around. Whatever you're facing right now, God is able, amen. God is bigger than your situation. God is bigger than anything that you can think or imagine. Yes, you can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie with you on this beautiful Saturday as we give God thanks and praise. The Lord is worthy. Listen, don't get discouraged. Don't let the enemy try to discourage you. Don't let the enemy confuse you. Amen. You might seem like things not working out. Listen, if God said it, hold on to the word of God and believe what God said. Listen, this is your time and season to hold on to God's word. This is your time and season to believe God. Don't let the enemy trick you. Don't let the enemy confuse you. If God said it, just be faithful and follow his direction and watch God. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. Let us pray. Father, I thank you right now, God. I thank you, Lord, for all you have done, God. All you have done through your son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you send your only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, we thank you, Lord. We give you all the thanks and all the praise for Jesus today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I'm excited to know that the Lord is with us. I'm excited to know that if God is for you, who can be against you? Listen, there's somebody right now. You listen to me. Amen, amen. Hello, caller, you are on the prayer line. Hello.
Yes, I have to say for safety, protection, and just for the those ahead.
Amen. Your phone is a little muffled. Could you turn it down? Your radio, please.
I'm sorry. My name is Brittany, and I just wanted to pray for my family and safety and future
cancer. Amen. All right, thank you so much. Let's turn off. You're ready? Okay. God bless you. All right, thank you. I'll pray. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. Even though, God, we might can't understand because of the situation with her phone or within the vehicle, but God, you know just what he said. Father, I pray for her family on today. Father, I pray for family. God, family was the first institution that you ordained. Father, I thank you, Lord, as this woman, God, of God, she asked to pray for her family. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our family right now in Jesus' mighty name. I pray, God, that you, God, will cover them, God. Father, there's so much things going on in the family. There's so much change going on in the world, in our town, in our city. Father, I pray, God, that you will watch over them. I pray, God, that this family will be a family that worship you. This family will be a family that give you honor and give you glory. I pray that this family, God, will magnify your name. I pray, God, this family, God, will tell the world what you did for them. Bless this family in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hello, caller. You're on the line.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. And how are you?
I'm okay. So
yes.
I was calling requesting. I have a prayer request. The doctor is saying I have severe stenosis in my back there. We're saying I need this surgery. And I just want to pray for healing because I don't want another back surgery.
Amen. Amen. But we're going to pray. We're going to believe God. And I pray that you will call back and give a testimony. Father, okay. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you hear your child today, Lord. Father, Lord, the doctor say she need another surgery. But God, she says she don't want another surgery. Lord, you say according to your word that we must ask anything in your name, God. And Lord, I stand in agreement, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that she will not have another back surgery. Father, I pray for healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, God, for healing from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord God, we love doctors. We respect doctors. But God, you are the great physician. For the Bible said that you are the God that healeth thee. The Bible also said, by your stripes we are healed. Lord, we stand on your word. We believe your word. And Father God, let this be a testimony, God, that you heal her. Not Lawrence McKenzie, God. You heal her, God. Let her be a testimony so others can know, God, that you still heal him. Lord, I thank you for her. I thank you for her faith, God. I thank you that she believes and know that you can heal her. Father, bless her. Bless her and heal her. In Jesus' mighty name we pray it. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Watch God. God going to do it for you. Have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Bye-bye. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, listen. It's not about Lawrence McKenzie. Sometimes because we don't have the name and the fame, people don't believe. But God is not concerned with that. God is concerned about your heart, the relationship that he has with you. And I want somebody to know today, I'm telling you, sometimes even for me, I must be fair and honest up you. Sometimes it's a struggle for me to come way down here, my producer. It's a struggle sometimes. But when God gives you an assignment, amen, you got to do it. I'm telling you, listen, listen, don't be afraid. And sometimes when we don't get no phone call, we still press our way through. We still push because we not concerned but ourselves. We concerned what God is doing. Listen, you are listening to the program with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here. The program, I tell you, Spirit and Truth, amen, a live calling prayer program on WCNO 89.9 FM, the good news. I'm stationed right here in Palm City, Florida. I'm telling you, listen, listen, God is able to do it. God is able to do it. You are listening to someone who was drowning in the ocean. I'm telling you, they told me I was drowning in the ocean. And listen, and my parents, they believe God and they trust God. Now, somebody under the sound of my voice right now, I don't know what you're going through right now, but whatever you're going through, God is able, God is able, God is able, God is able, God is able. Amen. I want to pray for somebody right now. I got some text, amen. But listen, I want you to know today, God is a healer. God is a deliverer. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. I don't care what you're facing right now, what you're going through. Put your trust in God. You know, I was listening to a this particular person who passed away about 2 or 3 days ago, and they said that they had all the fame, all the money, everything. You know, and they say, no, that didn't matter no more. And they give their life to Christ. And I'm telling you, I watched this person from a young boy growing up in the island. And they say, it doesn't matter no more. And as I listened to him while he was alive, he gave his life to Jesus Christ. Man, I started shouting right there. Amen. I started shouting right there. And you all know who I'm talking about, but I won't call the name. But I tell you, listen, God can turn any situation around. Yes, God wants you to have a car. Yes, he wants you to have a home. There's nothing wrong with that. But what more important that when we give our life to Jesus Christ, amen, somebody ought to call me right now. So Pastor Lawrence, God is still working miracles. God is still doing things. Amen. You can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie with the program, amen, of Spirit and Truth, right here on the live call-in prayer program. But I want to decree. I want to decree and declare. For the Bible said, when we decree and declare a thing, amen, it shall come to pass. Father, I decree and declare right now, God, there's somebody watching me right now on Facebook. There's somebody listening to me right now, God. I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, that you, God, that you will be glorified, God. Father, I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. Father God, there's a situation right taking place right now, God. There is a young man. Oh, I feel it in my spirit. There's a young man. There's a young man giving his family problems. Father, I pray for him, God. Father, I ask you to let your Holy Spirit, God, let your Holy Spirit, God, touch him, Father. Father, I pray that he will be obedient unto his parents in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. There's somebody listening to me right now. You have a pain on the left shoulder. Amen. You have a pain in the left shoulder. I want to pray for healing right now. Father, I pray for healing right now. That pain in the left shoulder, Father, and that pain, there is a gentleman with this pain, I pray for healing for him right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is another gentleman, you having headaches. Yes, you having headaches, and you went to the doctor, and it seems like the doctor just giving you medication after medication. Yes, we love doctors. We honor doctors, but there's somebody, you having some pain, amen, in your head. Father, I pray right now, God, for that tension, the headache tension. Father, I pray, I decree and declare, God, healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ right now, in the mighty name name of Jesus Christ right now. Oh, Father, I thank you for the healing right now in Jesus' mighty name. There's somebody right now. The doctor said to you that they have to amputate your right leg. Oh, my Lord. They have to amputate your right leg because there is some sort. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's something taking place and the blood is not flowing in your right leg. And the doctor said to you, they have to amputate your right leg. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray right now, God. I pray for this man right now. This man is in the 50s. I pray, Lord, for him right now, God. Father, I pray, God, let your Holy Spirit touch him, God. Father, let his blood, Father, flow normal, God, into the right leg. Father, I pray, God, and I ask you, God, Father, may his heart function properly in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for healing him right now. I decree and declare that your leg will never be amputated for the honor and the glory of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, you can call us right now, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. There's somebody under the sound of my voice right now, and it regards to your ministry. It regards to your ministry. It seems like your ministry just can't go forward. Amen, amen. Hello, caller, you're on the line.
Hello, I'd like a prayer for health and strength, please.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I thank you right now for the caller. Father, I pray for health and strength. Oh, God, Father, for you said, when we are weak, thou art strong. Father, I pray for strength right now. I pray for good health right now. I pray, God, just as you heal, God, the man, God, for 88 years, God, at the pool of Solomon, I pray, God, that you will give him strength right now and heal him, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, amen. Time going quickly. We got a few more minutes. Amen. Amen. So if you want to make a call right now or reach us, you can do it right now. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. You still can reach us. We are here praying for you. We are here. I'm standing with you. Amen. We believe in God, that God will turn things around. In regards for that minister, for this ministry, listen, I speak that your ministry will come forward in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hello, caller. You're on the line.
Hello. Yes, I'm calling in for, I'm going to get prayer for something, but I want somebody to give a testimony.
Go ahead.
I had called in about the situation I was having with some property and stuff with my Social Security, and I would just like to give my testimony that the judge said he got to take me back every day.
Amen. Amen. So that is your...
working in my favor.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Let us pray. Amen.
A whole year.
Amen. Whole year. Listen to me. I could.
Yes. Also, do you all have ways where people can donate to you?
Yes, ma'am. Let me give you this phone number, please.
Okay, let me ask you to pray for me first.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So what to do, when I don't pray for you, you could make a call back, but around about 1:05, okay? And we will give you all the information. Yes, ma'am. Let us pray. Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the testimony, God.
Pray for my children.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a good relationship.
Okay, okay, okay. Let's go pray because time going fast. Time going fast. Could we get a word? One more minute. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the caller today, Father. She said, God, she gave her testimony, Lord, what you have done. She said the situation was going on for a year, God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the praise report. God, you get all the honor and all the glory. Now, God, I pray for our children right now. I ask you, God, Father God, oh, God, move amongst the children. Father God, I ask you, Lord, to bring them into the kingdom of God for such a time like this. Bless this woman in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Now, listen to me, call up. When we come off the air, you can please call us back, amen, so we can give you the phone number. God bless you, and thank you so much. God bless you. All right. Amen. Amen. We want to thank all of those who listening. It's time for us, amen, to get out of here, amen, and make way, amen, for other programs. So again, we want to thank God for you. God bless you. God bless the family. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie from the Word Church. You can visit us at, amen, you visit us 10120 South Federal Highway, Port St. Lucie. God bless you. Until we meet again next week, God bless you. Thank you for listening to us today. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at 662-655-9327, The Word Church. We are located 10120 South Flagler Highway, Port St. Lucie. Well, until we meet again, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones of Lively Stones Ministry. Join us every Saturday at 7:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.